I've got all your breakdown here and ran some numbers on a 460 sale, 344 purchase, plus you had some money on the trash out, some cost on your punch list. You had closing. Let's talk about how you did your commissions, because this is genius, guys. You really want to be careful that you don't overspend on commission. So Nathan did a flat fee listing of how much, Nathan?
$1,000.
$1,000 to get that baby on the MLS. Genius. Love that.
That saved us a ton of money. I mean, the commission, the 2.5% we paid to the buyer's agent was $11,500. So we saved that much. So let me tell you how we got that deal. One of our cash buyers that we're tight with, Nathan Worthen, shout out to Nate Worthen if he's watching. He's like, hey guys, I can just list any property you have for $1,000 to like maintain the relationship and help you out. So $1,000, you know, he did it. He did a great job.
You still paid out about $15 in closing, between a couple $1,000, $2,500 in closing fees.
Yep.
So around 11, 12 or whatever in commissions. So about $15 in closing and commissions. Remember, you got Carrie now, Carrie financing. I'm running around 16, 17,000 total between your hard money and your private money. Because what were you into the deal for? Around what? 2 months or less? How long total?
It was about 2 months. It was about 2 months, probably maybe 2.5.
Yeah. So you got about 2 months of Carrie at hard money rates. And then your private money wasn't very much. But then you got to subtract that out. But even still, at a 460, 344 purchase, trash, punch out, closing commissions, carry costs, brings your net at still $84,000 on a wholetail deal. I mean,
that's nuts.
Amazing. Yeah. So cool.
And again, guys, I didn't really do anything to the property, right? Yeah. Like the reason why I got such a good deal, there was a problem. The seller had a problem. She inherited the property with a lien on the property. She couldn't get it off and she couldn't sell to Open Door. They were like, hey, we're going to buy this thing. You need to pay off the lien. She didn't have $47,000. So we were able to solve that problem by saying, hey, we'll take it. We'll leave the money in escrow on the lien and we'll fight it. And then eventually we got it taken off. You solve problems, you make bigger money. Most of our big deals are from solving a big, like a problem. Wholesale deals of like 10, 15K, you know, there's not really a problem that they just want maybe speed or, but the big ones, there's usually like a tenant that doesn't want to get out and they're like, hey, look, just take it. And you're like, I'll take it, but I need it, you know, better deal.
If you think about that problem solving with her, you were thinking out of the box a little bit. Why does a seller sell at a steep discount? It's always about that convenience, right? You're telling her we're cash. We'll make it easy for you, cover closing fees as is. We're not going to ding you on inspections and stuff. And a motivated seller, they'll sell at that discount mostly because of that convenience that you're offering them, that built in that unrealized equity that you were able to go get them. Yeah. So awesome deal, Nathan. Guys, leave a comment. Say, Nathan, you're a flipping genius. Super cool deal. Really proud of you, Nathan. So glad that you were able to think outside the box of just a traditional assignment and make, you know, 3-4 times as much money doing that wholetail. Are you going to be looking at doing more of those like that?
100%. I got two going on right now that we're doing the exact same thing on.
Not only was that your biggest deal, but you've got another $76,000 right now in the pipeline closing this month, or was it this month or next
month? This month. Yeah, man. I mean, things are blowing up for us. Like last week, I've just talked about the 86K deal, but we actually made like $110,000 last week. A lot of stuff is rolling in now. And it's wholesales, it's wholetails, it's coming from everywhere. It's really cool.